You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To Football Monday with the Michael K. Show. Presented by Infinity and Slomans.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN
on T-Ray. Hey.
It's brought to you by Security Dodge. See Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Prove it.
Yes,
prove it. Prove it. Prove it.
Really a lunatic. Good evening to Michael and Don.
See, he's in at 11. What time are you in?
I start working on the show at 9 o'clock.
You have to admit that was funny.
It was, but he's a jerk.
Good evening to Don.
There are two women that compete, including the Scooby-Doo car.
Good evening to myself. I didn't get it in.
Oh.
What was that even about?
Yeah, I didn't get it in. Just now, when you were talking about you didn't get in the fact that I should have been point guard.
Oh,
that's
right.
A quick turnaround. Thank Otherwise, you would have had a clean day.
I didn't get it in.
But that is big. So even if you had some things, maybe leading to the fact you couldn't get it in.
Good evening to the caller.
He got that dog in him.
I think that could make a run, Anthony.
Yeah, it's really useful.
He got that dog in him.
You know, Thursday's February 1st. I mean, we're coming up on the... We got a lot of work to do, Anthony.
Month and a half. But he has a system in place, right, Anthony?
Yeah, I've been updating every week, so I've got my short list.
And he turned the stats around on the Mondays.
I was right, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Was 9 football Mondays for Donnie. 11 overall Mondays.
Yay! Give us those stats overall.
Stand by.
No, it's 11 Mondays, and then Michael's at 7 Mondays. The callers and guests are at 10 Mondays. Peter's at 5 Mondays. Since the NFL, Don's had 9 NFL Mondays he's won.
Wow. You hear that, Don?
I hear you.
You said NFL Monday, right?
That's right.
Who wanted to do a little NFL yesterday? You know what I mean? I didn't warn you that I was going to do that, but that's what I'm going to do.
We knew.
You did?
Well...
Go ahead.
Still waiting.
Then go ahead.
This is
football.
Yes,
football. They're playing football.
The NFL yesterday.
Well, guys, it happened. That's right. The 49ers took out the Detroit Lions after a 24-7 lead for the Lions. All of a sudden, Jared Goff, his receivers aren't catching balls. His coach is making strange calls. It's calls and balls is what it comes down to. Here's the final call. What it sounded like on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit, Michigan.
There's the snap. Purdy couple steps back. That's your ball game. San Francisco 49ers are going to the Super Bowl, and the Lions are going to go back home one disappointed football team. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done. Job better done on this night by the NFC champion, San Francisco 49ers, who are going to the Super Bowl, beating the Lions by a score of 34-31. Lions led this by 17 at the half, 24-7. And that lead just evaporated.
That is a great call.
Beautiful call for a disappointed
a losing team,
hometown losing team. That's a beautiful call. Now let's hear what it sounded like on KNBR. Okay, that's San Francisco.
Christian McCaffrey's going to his first Super Bowl. Brock Purdy's going to his first Super Bowl. Just back up here, Brock. Take one or two steps back. Back up. Go down. It's over. The Niners are going to Vegas.
Losers.
Greg Papa coaches while he's doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that with the Yankees this year. Get back there, Aaron Judge. Reach up. Make the catch at the wall.
Come on. Make the catch.
You know what the difference probably
is? Jump.
You know what the difference probably is?
He's not going to get ripped in the post?
And then they probably love and appreciate it.
Well, he's big time. I mean, he was with the Raiders forever, and then they got rid of him, and it was an uproar.
Yeah. And he went right to the 49ers.
Yeah, crosstown rivals.
He did Giants pre and post on TV for a long time.
He's a star out there.
He's a nice man.
Let's hear from Brock Purdy. What was said at halftime to spark this big comeback?
No one was rah-rah. No one was freaking out. It was just, it's football. I feel like there's a lot of experienced guys on this team, veterans that have, you know, been in crazy situations. And so everyone was like, all right, we just got to do our job straight up. Like, the offense has to move the ball. We got to put up points, convert on third downs, defense, get some stops for us. And that was really about it. There wasn't really much said. Kyle said a couple things. Fred said a couple things, but we kept it simple.
He's got such a tranquil face.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And he looks a lot like Harbaugh.
Now, let's hear from the head coach. Speaking of coaches, let's hear from Kyle Shanahan. What did he think about Dan Campbell being so aggressive on those fourth downs?
That's how they've done it most of the year, and I think that's one of the reasons why they were here. So, like, you win a lot of games making some of those decisions, and then you make some decisions and you lose them. I mean, I don't think it always comes down to that. There's lots of plays that happen in the game, but, I mean, that's a decision that we all have to make, and it doesn't surprise me because he's made a lot of those decisions throughout the year that have won them a lot of games also.
Donna, I don't get that argument. No two games are equal.
No.
Being aggressive in game three of the season is completely different than the NFC Championship game. Why is it okay? Because that's what he does.
Now, they were division champions. I would think they were probably the favorite in most of their games during the year. And here they are in the championship game on the road as a touchdown dog with a chance to make it a three-possession game. I'm sorry, you can't go back to what you did against the Bears in September. It doesn't apply. It doesn't. I know you got to try to keep things in perspective, and it's just a football game, but sometimes you got to understand the magnitude of the moment. You're an underdog in the championship game with a chance to go to a Super Bowl. I'm not going to go through my resume of games in September and October and how I handled that situation.
You know what I'm going to compare it to?
What's that?
A boxer. Remember boxing?
I do.
I used to have him all the time at Boardwalk Hall, Trump Plaza, beautiful plaza. So picture a fighter,
if you will,
who's an up-and-coming underdog. So far, their style has been just go for knockouts, and they score knockouts. But now they're up against someone who's just an absolute dog.
He got that dog in him.
Right? And you have a chance to take the title from this champion.
Right.
And you're up on the cards. All along, your whole style has been getting knockouts. You've gotten some fourth-round knockouts, some sixth-round knockouts, seventh-round knockout. Here you are now. It's a 12-round fight. You're up on the cards. This fighter is dangerous. In the 11th, do you keep pressing? That's always been what you've done.
No.
Or do you just stave them off to win on the cards? All he had to do was hold them off at that point.
Anthony, can I request something that's never been requested?
There we go.
Sure.
I think that's the point guard.
Wow. Thank you very much.
Requesting a point guard in the 6 o'clock hour? Never been done.
Can I get it for tomorrow?
To take away Don.
Oh.
Just take it away?
Yeah.
It's up to Anthony if he deems that necessary.
But listen, it's true.
Well, sometimes
you got to change your approach.
Well, he wasn't the favorite, but it's kind of what did in Apollo.
Keep going.
The advice was stay away from him.
Right.
He could knock you out, but he wanted to get the knockout Apollo. He didn't want to win by decision, even though he was up. If he just stayed away from Rocky, he would have won.
Instead,
he wanted to go for the knockout, got too close.
Mm-hmm.
We all know
Don, you know that's fiction, right?
Whatever. Sounds like hate to me. Here's Dan Campbell on the loss.
It's hard when you lose that way. It's hard. You know, you feel like you get your heart ripped out. But I'm proud of that group, and I'll go anywhere with that group. You wish you could keep it all together, but that's not the reality. We did some really good things, but today we didn't do enough, and it's tough.
I wonder, you know, I heard Rex today say he was part of three championship game losses, two with the Jets and one as an assistant. I wonder if it's tougher to lose this game than it is to lose the Super Bowl.
I think it's tougher way tougher to lose this game. I mean, there's something about going to the Super Bowl, right?
Right, you could always say I went to the Super
Bowl. The Lions never went to the Super Bowl. And what that attention brings for 2 weeks, to be able to say you played in a Super Bowl. Like, I always hear that from people that aren't Giant fans. When they were crushed by the Ravens in the Super Bowl, I would hear people say, geez, you probably would have just rather lost in the championship game to the Vikings. I'm like, no, I went to a Super Bowl. Who doesn't want that opportunity? Especially the Lions, who have never been, Michael. I think that would have been a big deal to be able to build off of. Just going to the championship game was a huge deal. But, and then the way you lose it, that's the better question, Michael, is would you rather lose it that way or just not being good enough and losing by three touchdowns? I think it's easier to recover from, but God, those Lion fans must have been having a ball for like three quarters, right? I bet you a few of them were probably on the phone booking flights to Vegas.
And also, who's the wide receiver on the line? I think a wide receiver waving to their fans. I mean, that's along the lines of Zay Flowers. I mean, stop. Everybody's got to stop being such a jackass.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
One more thing from Dan Campbell. We know that he's okay with the fourth down conversions, what he does. So coach, what did go wrong in the second half?
Honestly, right now, I can't put my finger on that. That's not like us. You know, we had plays to be made that we just didn't make. We normally do. And so fourth quarter, you feel like we're going to get it back, and we just couldn't quite get over the hump. And we just, that hasn't been us all year, and it showed up today at the worst time.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson, defender.
Right.
He's the one who waved. Mm. What does he feel now?
Yeah, who knows? These guys, they don't.
Yeah, they have very short memories, which I guess is good.
Well, there's this, I don't know if you want to call it a culture, but there's that feeling of it's just who I am. That's what I do. So and it really gets them up from ever being analyzed, right? Like that seems to be where we get with analytics now, with the younger generation. It's just, this is the way that it is. And if you try to criticize me, you can't, because this is who I am. And that's why it's always, I'll do it again. That's why Campbell has, oh, I will do it again. Because don't criticize me. If he says I made a mistake, then he can get attacked even more, and he admits failure. This is just like, hey, it's who I am. I'm an all aggressive guy. I do it again.
It sounds familiar, Don.
But I don't want to use this word because it's Michael's word. But sometimes it's performative.
Wow.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
And let's be honest, our picks generally are reindeer games relative to actual.
Not for you. You're great.
Well, I'm a two-year champion.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm still not the kind of guy who gets up and spins the ball. And I will say, the Zay Flowers thing, what really drove me nuts is that he pushed Snead's shoulder down. I've never seen that.
That was aggressive. The drop of the ball we've seen.
It was still rude. Yeah. It was still very close to him, but the push to the shoulder was crazy. Now, Snead is such a stud, of course. He literally just gets up, does nothing except a couple plays later, knock the football out, and end the game, essentially.
And you can't say, you said earlier in the show, definitively, that didn't have anything to do with the fumble.
You could tell me over and over again, nothing to do with it. You just don't know. Here is Zay Flowers on that moment yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like I got another step. I feel like I could be one of the best receivers in this league, and I'm not going to let one moment define me, so I'm going to just use that and use it as a slingshot.
Well, you said he took ownership.
I that's what I read. Was that the only clip you saw? I saw a quote from JP Finley, who was in the locker room, and said he was really impressed with him taking full ownership of what happened. So
that will define him moving forward unless he goes on to win a Super Bowl. That will be the defining moment of his career. As great as he was this year.
Hold on.
It will.
If he doesn't win a Super Bowl?
If he doesn't get past this point, will be the defining moment of his career.
Don, let's say he's in the league 8-9 years.
Right.
And he has 5,000-yard seasons and Pro Bowl appearances. If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, that will not define him. That's strong.
The people will always go back to it. You could have been in the Super Bowl if you didn't do this. I'm not going to shake that.
I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Now, quarterbacks, I think, get defined by things like that. A receiver is a rookie doing a stupid thing. He didn't single-handedly lose them the game, though that was a really bad moment. Now,
if he makes that catch and doesn't taunt, you don't think they win the game?
I think there's a good chance they win the game, sure. But there's so many other stupid things. That game was just such a poor performance. Can I ask a question? Did they also at any point go for it on fourth and not get it? Or was it just that was the big moment where they could have scored and didn't score?
I don't remember.
Well, that and then the pick in the end zone.
And the pick in the end zone.
There was a lot of things that went wrong, but that's...
The pick was... We know down when the pick was on? Was the pick on third down?
Yeah, it wasn't fourth.
It wasn't fourth. Okay.
It wasn't fourth.
It's funny what people don't get up from. Like Leon Lett never got up from, and that was a game they won. Like, there's certain moments that just seem to resonate. We'll see if this does.
Linemen are in a tough spot, though.
I do agree with Peter. If he ends up having a brilliant career and never goes to a Super Bowl, he might do a lot of other things.
Well, and if he's a good guy who isn't known as being that guy.
And also, what Leon Lett did was kind of special. Believe me, there'll be plenty of nozzles that'll do wackier things than Flowers.
Let me ask you guys this. You're just guessing.
Yes.
You think Flowers will ever do that again?
Not to that extent. Will he... point first down or whatever the things you get, but I don't think he'd physically push somebody down the way he did.
He will stand over somebody after he makes a catch, and he definitely will taunt them.
Hey, listen, let's be realistic, guys. There are levels to being a Nas, right? Like, that's an in-game nozzly thing to do. Does it ever? We brought up Kadarius Toney earlier. And full credit to Ballard, I remember when they drafted him, he was on me like, dude, this is a bad guy. He was like, I cannot believe the Giants drafted him. The story of him and the guns is so bad. And it really is. Isn't it crazy, though? The mistakes the Giants have made given the, quote, Giant way. After the Baker thing happened, they drafted Kadarius Toney after the Baker thing happened. And all the stuff on Toney was out there that he was a bad guy. And they went for it, and he was a bad guy. And now you're seeing little things today. Still a bad guy. I don't know, man. At some point over the last few years, there's some element of the Giants that have lost their way. They haven't with Saquon. Saquon, they got it right. Like, he's an ace. Jones seems like a really good kid, too. But, man, they've had a couple of spots that you go, what were you thinking?
Well, because there is no Giant way or Yankee way. It's all winning way. When you win, you do it right. When you lose, you do it wrong. And when you lose, you start chasing after your losses, and you start taking chances on players you normally wouldn't take a chance on.
Because you're
gotta
desperate.
Win now. So there's winners and there's losers. There's no way.
But Don, I would battle you on this. If you have a way and you stick to that way, you will win more than you lose.
True, but I mean, when the Yankees
I think that when you start to lose, you deviate from that way.
True.
You reach.
But I do think that, if you go back to some of the worst moments in Yankee history, it was probably during losing. Right?
Yeah.
The Steve Howe situation, the Luis Polonia situation.
George stuff.
George stuff. It was like during losses, and you start kind of chasing after it a little bit. You start to win, and then you can kind of dictate the players you want. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? I get it, Michael, but I think there's winning ways and there's losing ways. And these franchises that all say, well, that's not the 49er way or the Patriot way or the Celtic way. Well, how do you explain that one little period when you were losing and all that wacky stuff happened? I do think it's these teams, they're like, this is the way. Well, when you start losing, all of a sudden there is no way.
But you might start losing because you go away from your way.
Let's.
Was Charles Way part of the Giant Way?
Charles Way came about just after.
But he ended up being a good guy, right?
Very good guy. But he was on those mid-90 teams was when he was in his prime. But
wasn't he part of their organization too?
Oh, yeah. I know, absolutely. He was a coach.
John Harbaugh reflecting on the loss and the season.
It was a team that had a lot of challenges. I don't think it was a team that was too highly touted coming into the season by the pundits and the prognosticators and all that. And I think they proved a lot of people wrong all year. Quarterback made a statement all year. The message is to eyes straight ahead, your chin up, your chest out, and understand what you did accomplish.
On the Flowers fumble?
We coach two hands when you reach for the end zone. He had two hands on the ball.
and Lamar on the big interception in the end zone.
I see Tampa 2, and I see both of them trailing him. And I didn't want to throw it all out the end zone. I just tried to, like, let him turn around and make a play. I thought it was going to be P.I., but, you know, it is what it is. The safety made a great play and made an interception.
He's still optimistic on the future, though, Lamar.
Oh, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short. But I feel like our team, we're going to build. You know, this offseason, we're going to get right, get better, grind, try to be in this position again, but on the other side of victory.
You know who played very well in the second half?
Mm.
Odell.
Yeah.
He busted it, and he made some catches and kept the game alive.
And he was also the guy on the bench with his arm around Lamar and Flowers. It's interesting. You never know what's going to happen with the guy, but guess what? There's a big piece to why Odell's able to be that guy. He got to go win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're no longer just like the talented veteran. You're the veteran who's a Super Bowl champion as well. So let's hear what it sounded like on 106.5 The Wolf in KC.
A flip by Richie James Jr. That means this game is over. And you can doubt the Chiefs. You can dislike the Chiefs. You can disrespect the Chiefs. You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs being the AFC champions for the fourth time in five seasons. The Chiefs have the Lamar Hunt Trophy, and they're taking it to Vegas for Super Bowl 58.
Bit much.
Yeah, a little much.
Not for me. Here's Mahomes on being an underdog.
Yeah, it was cool. Just going to two hostile environments, having to come together as a team and to win those games and hold that trophy. It really was special. But if I had my choice, I'd rather do it at Arrowhead. So we'll try, after we go through the Super Bowl and hopefully win it, we're going to try to get it back at Arrowhead next year.
And on getting back to another Super Bowl.
You don't take it for granted either. You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any. It truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift, watch.
Kelce finds a blank space.
And I'll write your name.
And guys, how do you not mention this, the story that's going to be one of the big stories leading to the game?
Yeah, Lorvis.
Will Lorvis be together on Super Bowl Sunday? Will Taylor be able to get back from Tokyo to make it to the Super Bowl?
Well,
I'd like to say yes, she will.
Well, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the work of Danny Backstrom, the weather woman over at
any relation to Nick
Channel
Backstrom.
7. She's a big Swiftie, and she did the math. She can make it.
Oh, she can make it with plenty to spare. She can make it and have lunch on Saturday.
It's a 12-hour flight. If she sleeps on planes, she's good.
And you also gain a day when you
come back.
She
will gain several hours. Yeah,
she's going to be just fine. We'll be seeing Lorvis.
But then she's got to go to Australia right after.
Oh, yeah. I know. But that's just a few days. That'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Starting Something New sales event.
I also don't think she's like the baggage carousel waiting for her stuff. That's just...
No,
Some people don't sleep on... I can't sleep on...
It'll be a PJ.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
See everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.